T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This voice will beacon throughout southeastern Wisconsin for Tim. Is this year 13?
Yeah, 13 years.
You're 13 of the postgame show? Tim Allen joins us on the... Oh, yeah, it's okay. You're 14.
Jeez, you're 14.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Allen, how far is that?
Well, the first year was kind of practice, so that didn't count.
Was it?
That was 06, yeah.
Yeah. How was that? I mean, how far has that show come over the years? I mean,
you know, I look back on it, and again, you know, not to wax poetic here, but, you know, I look back on that. When someone our boss threw out there, you don't stand a chance in hell of making this thing work. And that's exactly what he said. And I took that as
former
a challenge.
Former boss, not a current one.
Yeah. Yes, former boss, and I said, "Okay, man, let's do it." And I gave him a really low kind of payroll offer, and I said, "I'll do it for this amount for this year, but if we prove that this is going to work, then you got to step up." And they did, and we did, and everybody did, and that's the cool thing about this. I look at this as sort of a journey, guys, throughout a season, because man, we spend, you know, every night, every day on this six plus month journey here. And you know, I'm finding out through all this transition, as you guys know, social media has popped up right in this window. I mean, this is the era of the evolution of it. And what we're finding is that, you know, maybe not you know, every night people got things to do and they got to get up early, but we find that the podcast for the next morning while someone's working out or while someone's, you know, on their way to work or whatever, that has given them that option too, and that certainly helps. But it's been dynamite, man. 14 years into it, championship season here, and one of these years we'll get it right.
Very cool interview we just played that you did with Greg Council down in Arizona. Anything that you especially...
You mean we just took live from Miller Park today?
Oh, okay. We can go with that.
Tim is live.
Al?
Chuck, yeah, what popped up on there is, you know, it's something that I've been wanting to get at, you know, throughout the off season, and that was, you know, the bullpenning in baseball today. Is that, you know, in his situation, in Council's situation, in the Brewers' situation, is that because of the evolution of this game of baseball? Is that the way it's turning? Or was that based in large part, no knock on the personnel, but was it based in large part with the personnel? And, you know, the general answer he gave was it's always personnel. And to a degree, yeah. And then the big level, that's true. But I think you'd see a little different strategy if there were pitchers, frontline pitchers. And again, no knock on these guys. They're competing and rebuilding at the same time. So they're doing what they got to do. But you would see a little different strategy. There's no way you're going to pull a Verlander or a Scherzer or a DeGrom when they've got, you know, 5 1/3 in the books and it's two-run baseball. There's just no way he would do that. So I was really interested in that. And it is about the personnel. In this situation, he says it's always about the personnel. But in this situation, he handled it because he had to do it that way.
Talking with Tim Allen, host of the postgame show, after the last pitch, make the switch right here on the Fan. Tim, along Billy and Jeff Orlowski throughout the season, we'll have you covered today, a little blend with the big show. We did our predictions a while ago, and Chuck and I both think that the Brewers will win the Central. I think the Cardinals are going to be really good, and the Cubs could always, you know, stake their claim too. What it comes down to me is I just think that they've got the most talent Milwaukee does. And we talked to Joe Girardi, former skipper, about an hour ago, and one of the things we asked him was chemistry and camaraderie. Can that really translate to wins? And he says yes. How valuable do you think the fact that this clubhouse, they do get along, they are legitimate friends? I mean, one of the reasons Moustakas is back is because he's got such good friends with Bron and Yelich. Yeah. So how many, I guess, how many wins do you think that does translate into, Tim?
It does. And there was a piece put out, and I refer to it occasionally, by Bob Nightingale, USA Today, about 4 to 5 years ago, where he delved into that chemistry thing. And it is huge. This team is built to win now. Think about it, guys. It is absolutely bringing the band back together. And again, there's some injuries here, but it's built to win now. It dawned on me, you know, the other day, and we touched on it on the final Hot Stove show, that where is the insertion of the prospect, the guy? You know what I mean? You go back to 2007, and you knew that, well, there's Braun now to meet these other guys. And you see these guys coming through the pipeline with other teams, and they get gelled right into the foundation of the team. There's nobody here right now for that. There's no Keston Hira right now. There's no Corey Ray. There's no Zach Brown. There's no Lucas Erceg. That tells me this team is absolutely built to win as we speak. And the signing of Moustakas, as you mentioned, and Grandal, that's more proof of that. That next wave is just not ready to go yet. Even one of them. Well, now, will we see one of them? Strange things happen. Funky things happen. Maybe someone gets hurt and they're pressed into duty. But, man, this team is built to win right now. And the biggest thing about that is that chemistry that they've had the last couple of years, smiling and coming up with their bits and their, you know, celebrations. And it's huge. And it's like that in all sports. It really is.
Yeah, I was just saying a little while ago too, Arcia. I just think that Arcia, this is one of these seasons we got to either see some production out of him, or, I mean, do we move on from the shortstop spot, Tim?
Yeah, no, Al, it depends on what you're asking out of him. You know, the expectations. The expectations 3 years ago, for sure, sky high, yeah. Number one prospect,
hasn't lived up to it.
All of Major League Baseball, and you know, it's Orlando Arcia, and then he joins the team in San Diego there. And then, you know, that era began. But what do you need and what do you want out of Arcia? Now, personally, and again, I have been harping on this for a while, if Moose is going to be your seven hitter, go ahead and just bat the pitcher eighth. Let's get Arcia as a quasi-leadoff hitter second and third time through the order. I think that would kind of propel him to step up a little bit more, knowing he can get on in front of Kane and Yelich. But bigger picture, you saw how he finished, guys, and that's where the potential is for Arcia. Man, if he does step up, look out. I mean, I'm going crazy knowing that Grandal and Moustakas are your six and seven hitters, folks. I mean, think about that. I mean, the years past, Chuck, you know that. Moustakas, a signing like that, he'd be popped into your three hole. And that's it. You'd rely solely. This guy's batting seventh. Arcia, there's not a ton of pressure on him. You hope he has the breakout year, a full season, more consistent.
Talking with Tim Allen, you'll hear him again today on the postgame show.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
As far as like the team and the predictions and the expectations, is there an area for you that we're kind of taking for granted? I think when we talk to people about the Brewers, we might not even have a question about the offense. But you've got Yelich on an MVP season. You've got Aguilar, who his numbers were almost right up there with Yelich's, at least from the power numbers. Are we sort of glossing over that there could be some regression with some of the guys that had such a good year last year?
Well, there's going to be. There is. There's going to be some regression with some of these players. There's also going to be players that step up a little bit. I still do not believe that Travis Shaw has reached his potential yet. There's a guy right there. If he figures out just a couple of things, and real minor things, he's been dynamite, but some minor things, I think there's a guy that could vie for an MVP and get some votes. I do. He's that close. Now he needs to hit the lefty a little bit better, and he's been doing that. You know, somewhat the numbers are improving a little bit, but there's a guy who could absolutely step up. The aforementioned Orlando Arcia could have that breakout year. So what about Ryan Braun? I mean, those numbers last year, I still think he's a better player than those numbers indicated. So we'll see what happens with him on the pitching side of things. That's where I'm most fascinated. That's, you know, you're going to see maybe where there's regression from Chassin, you're going to see Zach Davies pick it up. And you talk about rebuilding and competing at the same time. Is the game getting younger, or is it a personnel issue that they've got the three young dudes in that rotation? That's amazing.
All right, Tim, got to get a prediction out of you. We agree. I think we all agree it's going to be a three-team race. So what I want to know is, who do you got finishing in second and third?
Second is going to be the Cubs.
Uh-huh.
Third is going to be the Cardinals. It's tough.
So you've got the Reds winning the division. Well, wow.
I think
it here first.
No, I think he's...
Tim Allen has predicted the Cincinnati Reds.
Well, Scooter, man.
To win the Central. He's hurt.
Oh, is he starting the year on the DL?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay.
Yeah, groin injury. Wow. That's tough. He's hurting. But, the Brewers get it. About a number, I can say this. I've got some money riding on a ticket or two in the motherland, Vegas, of over 87.5 wins. Mm-hmm. I think it's stealing money. Mm. Knock on wood. The regress to from 95, 96 wins to 87 or under. That's a big dip for bringing all these guys back together. So. I'm just going to say this. They win the division, another division title. This is about sustainability with David Stearns, and keep your focus on that. He's the one that came in and said, this is an organization that is, our tactics and theory and philosophies are to put this thing together to sustain success. Okay, this is where it is. In 17, they come up just a little short. In 18, they take a step and come up a little short of the big dance. Now here in 19, can we call it sustained success if they make the playoffs? I think we can. So I'm going to say over 87.5 wins, somewhere between 88 and 95.
I don't like the matchup today, though, guys. I do not like going up against Michaelis. He is a good pitcher.
Dynamite.
He pitched really good against the Brewers, to my recall, last year. In fact, I think he won all the starts.
And Chassin, every time the game got big and the game got bigger, he stepped up, and I think this is a good way to start him out. He can, feel that magic from last year. It's a big game, man. It's, I love what Yelich said the other day. We're gonna try and win today's game, and that's what Council said when he was hired. My job is to win today's game. Let's win today's game, and if they don't, we'll win today's game the next day.
Tim, we'll hear from you later in the day. Cannot wait for it. We will talk to you soon. And we had a caller say this to us. I don't know if it was by accident when he called in today, so I'll say it to you. I love you, Tim.
I love you guys, too. I mean, I cannot wait. I had my final beers of the off season on Tuesday night, sobered up. Now I'm in detox and intox and all that stuff. So I'm back to work, and I'm loving it.
We'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, Al.
You got it.
Tim Allen joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. We'll wrap up with your predictions. If you're at the ballpark, dial us up, 799-1250. We've got a few more minutes before we send it to Bill, who is at the ballpark over near Helfair Field, and he'll have the coverage up until first pitch. It could be a close shave in the division. If you have a close shave, you want it to be comfortable. You want it to be smooth. You don't want it to be expensive either. Harry's Razors is the answer to all of your shaving problems. You may shave your face and then you're embarrassed to go out in public because you have marks all over it because you're bleeding because your razor's bad. Or you may be shaving and you may be running out of money because you're buying the most expensive razors because they've got a cool handle. Don't do any of that. Either way, get the razors that are the most affordable, the best razors at the best price. That's going to be Harry's Razors. The guys that founded Harry's had the same problems that guys have been having since the invention of razors. They just couldn't find that perfect shave. They teamed up with a company in Germany, a world-class factory making world-class blades, and they're sending them right to your doorstep, eliminating some of that middleman pricing and not going all out when it comes to, well, this handle looks like a spaceship, and this handle's got a new vibrating head. I mean, what does that stuff even mean? You just want a good, comfortable shave, and Harry's is the best that I've had. Join them. Join not just me. Join not just like Sparky in the afternoon. Join the millions, the 10 million plus guys who have switched to Harry's.com. Limited time only offer for you guys. Special offer for listeners of the show. New customers are going to get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with the code BART at Harry's.com. You'll get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code BART at Harry's.com. Go to Harry's.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code BART at checkout to claim your offer. It is opening day. More from you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.